start ahead.
Good evening, and I'd like to call the regular December Town Council meeting to order Monday, December 16th, 2024. John, you have a prayer for us, please, and then we'll have to stand for the pledge after the prayer.
Please join me in prayer. Loving and gracious God, you are indeed the giver of all good gifts, and we thank you today for all your blessings, for the successful outcomes of our town events, and for all our staff members and first responders. We ask that you bless them abundantly, and we continue to seek your wisdom, guidance, courage, and strength. Be with us in our deliberations, and help us to be wise in the decisions we make for the good of all those who have placed their trust and confidence in our leadership. In your name, Lord, amen.
Amen. Please stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, approval of the consent agenda. Y'all have any comments? I'll entertain a motion.
Make a motion to approve as presented.
Second.
Have a motion and a second to approve as presented. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anybody opposed? Thank you. Adoption of the agenda.
Make a motion to approve as presented.
Second.
Have a motion and a second to approve as presented. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anybody opposed? Thank you. Approved. Unanimous. Public comment. We have no one has signed up for public comment tonight. If you would like to, it's not too late. All right. Next is committee business. We have no presentation tonight. Next is committee business. No one's here from Bike Ped. John, do you have
no? There's no update. I talked to
the
chairman. She said just pass that along.
Okay. Community Center Committee. Nikki, you have anything you want to report? Historic Preservation Commission.
No updates.
Okay. Marketing Committee. Mark's not here. Y'all have a meeting scheduled soon, don't you, Connie?
We don't have one until January.
January. Okay. You cancel the one. Okay.
And that was a combined meeting.
Okay.
With the CV.
Planning is on.
No updates.
No updates. Not breezing right through. Shoreline access and beach protection.
No updates.
Okay. Dennis, I did have a question. I think a coffee with the mayor about updating our signs to about e-bikes.
We are. We normally, or the committee normally does a sign inventory in the spring when we determine what signs we need. We also make our replacements and updates.
Okay, good.
We have several updates, so it all happens.
It all happens in the spring. Fine, thank you.
Before season starts.
Good, no problem. No problem. Thank you. Stormwater committee.
Yes, sir. So we met. We went through the LDSI stormwater report from April 8, 2020. That is also put out on the committee website for people because they had been asking about it. So it was buried in the agenda from 2020, but it wasn't easily accessible, so now it's out there. And then the Stormwater Committee requested that Jimmy and I work to get the data together to do, now that we've got the attorney and finance squared away with our stormwater vendor and his movement, right? That we're going to put in two requests for quote after the first of the year for the north end of town and the south of K Avenue part of town, as per what Dennis has been talking to us for about.
Yeah.
So we'll be working on that in January with the town attorney and public works director.
Great. Thank
you. That's everything. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Department head business. Administration. Mandy?
Yeah. Neighboring town will be closing at 2 on Monday, and I wish I had thought of
come to council with this prior, because it is a good opportunity with Christmas, the way it's fallen this year, for staff that are traveling and just to get prepared for Christmas Eve. And I wanted to see if town hall could close public works and such at 2 o'clock on Monday.
Anybody have any concerns? Any questions? I'll entertain a motion to do that.
Make a motion that we close town hall at 2 p.m. on Monday, December the 23rd. For Christmas holidays.
I'll second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Thank you.
Thank you, Mandy. Arlen, finance, anything?
No
updates. No updates. Fire department, chief?
Mr. Mayor, commissioners, I just want to provide a brief update. We just got back from our Wisconsin trip for the final inspection of the fire engine. So this trip was a three-day trip planned to go in and inspect the fire engine in its entirety, make sure there's no flaws, no paint defects, basically make sure it's exactly what we had ordered. It's a culmination of about a 2.5-year project. We ordered it back in September of 22, I believe. And we started the spec process back in January, so we were excited to certainly move forward. We found 11 minor details that they were able to correct that day. So I had already sent out a message and just wanted to brief you on a timeline that we can expect. Looks like we're expecting delivery sometime just before or just after Christmas. So it'll travel from Wisconsin to Fayetteville, and it'll stay there, and they'll go back through the paint, make sure it's good to go. The first week we have it, we'll mount all the equipment. That'll be the week of the 30th. The week of the 6th in January, we plan to train all week. We're going to train all positions. You'll basically see the fire truck out and about throughout town, performing structured fire scenarios. We'll have all of our staff sitting in every position, making sure that the equipment is where it should be. The week of the 13th, we plan to tweak some if we need to, move equipment if we need to, and then, of course, retrain, with the goal being January 20th, 7 p.m. at the Monday night meeting to go live. So we'll train the volunteers each Monday night over the next couple of weeks, and then the goal is to maybe do bratwurst at the firehouse and a big roll-in ceremony right before we go live. So I just wanted to update council on it. Yes, sir.
Chief, that's Martin Luther King Day, just so you know, January 20th.
Okay. We may move that to the 21st then.
Okay. Well, then we'll probably going to have a town hall, town council meeting the 21st.
It may be the 22nd.
I like the way you think, Chief.
Chief, go ahead and finish. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That was it on the fire engine.
Okay, so can you give us a little bit of an update on our original cost, the savings we had, and now what that, if we have waited, what that vehicle or what that engine would have cost?
Yes, sir. I just met with Arlen about that today, too. When we had ordered back in, was it September of 22?
I think so, yeah.
The purchase price was, I believe, around $740, but we were offered a prepay. So by prepaying, I believe we were able to get that down to $715, yeah. About that. And the lead time was about 24 months. Due to the high demand because of COVID, a lot of departments had placed throughout that time period. The current lead time is 48 months. And he did state that the current fire engine, if we ordered it exactly the way that it would be somewhere between 1.2 and 1.3 million. Significant savings. We certainly squeezed in at a great time. So.
And the old engine is how? The one you're going to replace?
The newest one is 20 years.
Okay.
The second out is 30 years.
And what are you going to do with the second out?
Second out will move down and will act as our new service truck. So we'll get rid of our old 1984 service truck, which is 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have something a little safer. Also have a backup engine and a service truck that will have the capability of flowing water for the large-scale fires that we could go to.
4 years is a pretty good
lifespan
of a piece of equipment.
Yes, sir. So how do they transport that from Wisconsin to here?
Someone drives it.
Okay.
They take a two-day trip. Okay, just a couple other things. Our scholarship is it's updated on the website, both the Mike Robertson Memorial Scholarship and the Relief Fund Scholarship. We have extended the deadline to January 31st, so I'll make sure to add it. Put another ad in the Allen Gazette, and we'll put it on the town's website again. And special thanks to the police department and our A-shift fire department. We had a fire at Freddy's last week. We were able to get to it quickly. It was a small fire up in the attic, but it was a good time for it because if it had happened probably in the evening hours when no one was there, it would have been a different story. So thank you to the police department for the help. And like I said, congrats to our A-shift for a quick stop. That's all I have.
Chief, I know the staff at Freddy's is very appreciative. We had reservations there Friday night and was able to talk to the owner, and they're thankful too that it happened when it happened.
Yes, sir. I just have a couple quick pictures up there that you can scroll through while it's on. Okay, so here's the cab's lifted up, so you're seeing the engine, the underside, the transmission. You go ahead and scroll through. Here is the backside, so our new engine's going to have the capability of pre-connected lines off the rear. Of course, there's our engineer on B shift. He's very happy. He's pleased with it. The aquifer looks great on the back too. Yeah, in the front. So we also have the capability to flow and receive water off of the front bumper as well. So that was a big thing we wanted, the capability to hook up to a hydrant no matter where we're at from all sides of the truck. So.
I'm gonna skip the picture back here.
It turned out great. It's a beautiful truck. Thank you.
Thanks, Chief. Bethany, I am sorry. I skipped right over you. My hand had pushed up, and I had gone right beyond you. So Development and Compliance have a report tonight. But we were glad that you're here tonight and appreciate you. No report. So, Chief Bowden, please.
No update, sir.
Okay. We do have a new officer in town. If y'all see him out and about, introduce yourself to citizens. His name leaves me right now. Who?
George.
His name is George Williams. Came from the county and came from New Jersey before that. Be a good addition.
Yeah, he was nice. Seemed like a really nice guy. Public Works, Jimmy. Anything?
I just have a couple quick updates for council and the residents. The Monday before Christmas, Public Works plans to do the whole town and the garbage. So we have three trucks out instead of one. So we should make the 2 o'clock deadline. You know, not that, you know, it is what it is. But we also, Public Works has also got the three accesses on the Atlantic Avenue open back up this week. And thanks to Mr. Elders, we got our contract signed for the asphalt paving this week. So I got that turned in. And also the generator for the new Public Works building will be arriving Thursday.
Oh, good.
So everything's in place for that. We've already got transfer switch and all like that. So we're good to go.
You're going to store that over at the old building right
yes,
now?
Yeah,
that's what I thought.
Because they're ready. They just poured the pad for it.
They've already poured the pad. Great.
Yeah.
Great.
And good. The building's come along really nice. Looks real good. You got to slide down that way and check it out.
Yeah, looks good. Is it, we're still on schedule?
Yes, sir, we are.
You never want to say they're ahead of schedule, but they're very pleased where they are.
Yeah. Right.
Don't want to jinx us on that. But,
that's right.
Jimmy, you have an update on the outfall camera work? Have you?
Sir, I'm waiting on the. I'm still waiting on the report. I did get some in, but I'm waiting on the two more to come in so I can assess a little better.
Okay.
I have a better report next time.
No, thank you. Thank you, Jimmy. Appreciate it. And for the citizens, recycling will run Monday and Tuesday just like normal. The recycling company, you know, we contract with them, so they will run on Christmas Eve, but that's only garbage that'll be picked up on Monday. So, all right, recreation. Nikki and Sean have had a busy month.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Just a quick update. Since the last council meeting, we've had two holiday markets, the Holiday Hoobie Waddy and a Holiday Storytime by the Sea. And They were all successful, but I just wanted to take a minute to thank Abby and the police for their help with the holiday Hoobie wedding on Friday, and the police with the holiday markets. Without their help, it makes the events much more bearable, and we have help from our fellow teammates, and they were all successful events. We had really good turnout, so we're pleased. And we've wrapped up our events season, and next up will be the Polar Plunge in February.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Question, Nikki. Yes. In your report, it says blood drive on January the 3rd of 24. That's
25?
25,
yeah, sorry about that.
Is your toy drive completed?
Sorry?
The toy drive, is it completed?
We wrapped that up. They'll be picking those up in the next day or two.
Okay.
And the food drive as well.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now for old business, consideration and action on the 2025 parking season. Everybody knows why we're doing, well, we revisit our fee structure every year, but this year has been a little more challenging according to, because of the ruling of the Army Corps of Engineers, basically saying that we cannot offer reduced rate passes for residents and a higher fee for non-residents. It would have to be fair and equal to all. So, We put it out ahead of time for citizens to send in their comments. We had 84 comments, and they were all over the place, honestly. Everything from no paid parking, eliminate paid parking completely, to differences in our schedule, our season. I won't buy a pass. I'll be glad to buy a pass. I understand completely to... I think your hands are tied and you're doing all you can. We had a wide variety of comments, and it's what we wanted to see. We did have some suggestions that we were going to try to incorporate into our fee schedule, and we have some other things that we're probably meeting and talking with some of the business owners in town about, to some suggestions they have. Tonight, as a council, we will make a decision on what our 2025 parking schedule will be, our fee schedule will be, and our season. At that point, we're going to hit the all the publicity, get things out where people know well in advance what's going to be required of them. And one of the other comments that I failed to mention was the fact that people want us to go back to the Corps of Engineers and revisit this. We all know through the letter that was sent out that our hands were tied this year. We couldn't miss a renourishment cycle. So we had no choice but to go by their guide, by their interpretation of the rule. The our plans are to hit this as soon as the current program is, current recycling renourishment is completed, and start the conversation back up with the Corps of Engineers to hopefully work out some a better option for us, because it's clear through some initial work that's been done that we're not being treated like the rest of the country or other districts within the Corps of Engineers. So we're going to go back and see if we can't. A lot of people commented, you know, call your congressman. Well, that's been done. It was just the timing, we couldn't, it just takes a while. And they just don't pick up the phone and everything stops. So we're gonna hit all those areas wide open just as soon as we can get our current project completed. First thing we need to discuss as a council is the season. There are three dates there as for the year. Starting on March 15th through September 30th, which is exactly the same as last year. One suggestion we had put forth is 3-1, which is March 1st to 9:30, and the other one was March 1st to October 15th. Council, I'll open it up for discussions, conversation, and then we'll entertain a motion at that point. So anybody have anything they want to say?
So, well, I'll be glad to start.
Okay.
I mean, so the businesses strongly requested that we not extend the season either on either side. And if you're actually down there during that time, so 3:15 is before the pier even opens. So it's really just the restaurants. So they're asking we not infringe on the spring side. Same in the fall. Part of it is for fishermen, but also the loading down there. At least two business owners expressed that October is the beginning of the challenging seasons, and parking doesn't help them. So they've requested we keep there, and I agree with that. If you look in early October, and maybe the police department can back me up a little bit, or the citizens that sit out there, October is not hard parking, even on the weekends, unless it's a perfect day, right? So if it's starting to cool off, we're not having problems, so we're not regulating anything, and really they need everybody they can get down there. So that's their request, and I think we should lean that way. At least that's my input to the council.
So you're saying keep it the same as we
yes.
have it right now?
Yeah. 3:15 to 9:30, just like it's been.
And I'm in agreement with that, because I'm not sure that there's all that much more volume by, you know, starting it on 3:1 or even continue it to 10:15. I think we're just hurting the businesses.
I'm in favor of 3:15 to 9:15.
Well, making it shorter.
That's a different one. Yeah.
Oh. For the business
owners would appreciate that too.
They would like that.
That wasn't one of the three, but there you go.
Well, September is a fairly busy month, and I think it generates a decent amount of revenue from the parking perspective. So I would not be in favor. I can live with keeping it the way it's been.
Well,
I'm not sure we generate that much revenue. As you said, early March or early October. But starting through September, I think is reasonable. Going through all the way through September.
So one of the things we have to look at is the fact that we're paying the parking company to work. So those are some overhead costs that we have
right.
involved there. I'm not sure if we knew the revenue was going to be consistent, like you said, on a pretty day and everybody's
yes, sir.
There,
yeah.
That's a different thing. We're looking at trying to increase our revenue and make some changes. We don't want to get to the fact we go, it's worked pretty good. I'm not necessarily, I'll go along with the majority of the group here tonight, but I don't have a problem with extending it to 3:1 to 9:30, but I don't have a strong feeling either way. So,
I'd make a motion we leave it 3:15 to 9:30.
I second that motion.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anybody opposed? One. John's opposed.
Aye. Opposed.
Huh? You opposed? Two opposed. 3-1. 3-2. Beth.
Can I clarify who voted yes? Please raise your hand. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. I guess we should have added this in that last motion, but if we're going to go with our same schedule, then it'll be 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Yeah,
I would agree with
anybody
that.
Want to discuss that, or we just want to leave that the same?
I think that's fine.
Okay. All right. The next is the hourly rate. And last year, for the citizens and everybody, we did not increase our hourly rate when everybody around us did. And I'm going to handle these. I think we can discuss them, and then if we want to have a motion, mm-hmm. one motion, but let's discuss them. I'm assuming everybody's good with an hourly rate up to $6 an hour.
I mean, do you think it helped us, or we don't know?
I think it will help us, and I think it will keep us.
It'll keep us consistent, right?
Right. And Rifle Beach is already talking about going up again. They're talking about
wow.
going up again.
Wow.
So I think it keeps us consistent with everybody else, especially with Carolina Beach.
Okay.
And we haven't raised the rates.
And we haven't raised.
This is our fifth season going in. First time we're considering raising the rates. I think it's reasonable.
Any other conversation? We won't do a motion until the end.
Okay.
Daily rate of $25. And that's just that's up from 20.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is that consistent with Carolina Beach, or do we know? I haven't looked at their new stuff because it just happened.
They don't really know what they're going to do.
Oh, they still haven't decided.
They haven't voted on it.
But that's consistent with what they're doing this year.
Okay.
The current year. Okay. Mm-hmm. We adjusted the weekly rate from 100 to 125, and that basically is for renters or visitors who come here and want a parking pass. And if you're parking down at the one of the access points, it gives you one free, basically one discounted day. Did I say that right, Dennis?
Yeah, two. Well, most places don't. It's not really a full 7-day rental.
Not a full 7-day rental. Okay. But it is
almost a
$25 reduction if you have
check out 11.
But it's fine. I think it's a benefit to them.
Okay, now is when we start muddying the water. Mm-hmm. So the season permits last year were $20 per household, two per household, and $225 for non-residents. This is where we have to make the changes in the fees. Mm-hmm. Some of the comments we received from some of the citizens were to add another level in. So here's what Dennis and Mandy and myself and Arlen met this morning and talked through the process some. What we would like to recommend is from February 1st to February 8th, a $50 resident, non-resident pass. It's all the same, a pass, annual pass.
Let's stop.
I know. I got to quit.
Season permit.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
All right. And then from 2/9 to 2/28, that season pass, we jump $50 to go to $100 for a season pass, and then after March 1st, it goes to $225.
Excuse me.
Starting March 1st, it goes to $225. Now, what that will do, that will give our residents, that's fair and equal to everybody, but what we're hoping is our residents will come in and purchase them. You won't have to have the coupon code, so doing your registration online should be easier because you just go online and click on it and pay it. Okay? And that will be online only the first 8 days?
No, they can still come in.
They can come in. You're going to take them to?
Yeah, we'll
okay.
Still come in.
Some people recommended that we go in person only for all that. We just don't have staff to put that out there. And I think we would have long lines and everything. People can go online. We're more than glad to help you out here at Town Hall if you need help to get it done. But from 2/1 to 2/8, $50.
So 2/1 is a Saturday, is that all right?
Yeah, yeah.
It'll go live.
That's
fine.
Yeah, and we talked with a parking company today, and they can make it go live that day. And then from 2/9 to 2/28, it'll be $100. And then from March 1st forward, $225. We don't know how this is going to impact us. Mm-hmm. And we will move forward with this year. If we have to, we'll revert back to something like what we have now next year, if we can get
these
it working.
These are not hang tags, right?
No, it's all by your license plate. Just like our current system, it's all about license plates. Okay? So our residents is trying to soften the blow for the increase by doing that week of $50 rate. Everything else pretty much is going, and we're going to say we're going to offer the same program to Carolina Beach. They buy annual pass just like anybody else would.
Yeah.
And we would have no limit on them. We're not going to do the two per household, is our recommendation.
Okay.
Handicap spaces.
What, and it's also for, it's all vehicles, including golf
right,
carts.
Right. Golf carts are considered vehicles in Curry Beach. You have to register, you have to pay taxes, have a tag on them. They're a vehicle, they park in a regular parking space. We didn't see and do anything different there. Yeah, I'm getting to that.
Okay.
Thank you, Mandy. So, marked handicap spaces are free. You have to have a handicap placard or a license plate for those. Parking spaces are not free with a handicap tag. It's only handicap parking spaces. That's one of the complaints that I got last year. And Lord, I didn't realize how many complaints the mayor got on parking stuff, but most of them were people that parked and they had a handicap placard and they thought just because they can hang it in their window that it got them free parking, and that's just not the case here. That's consistent with Carolina and Wrightsville Beach. Purple Heart recipients and Purple Heart license plates may park free anywhere. That's no change. The church parking on Sundays from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the three areas, 3rd Avenue between K and L, 6th Avenue between I Avenue and J Avenue, and at the community center parking on 3rd Avenue will all be free from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Local employee parking. A lot of people think this means town employees. It's not. It's for local businesses to buy a pass so their people can park if they choose to, will be $75. That's no increase over last year. And as Dennis said, we're treating golf carts the same as vehicles. And maybe I should have started out with this, but our consensus on the ones that we're meeting is that we want to try to keep this as simple as possible. The more complicated, the more problems you have. So we're going to have this. I know that probably seems complicated, but we feel like this, under the bad circumstances that we're in, that it's the best possible solution. So I'll open it up to comments. If you want me to go through it again, I'll be glad to. So,
Mayor, you mentioned that we don't have a good handle on what the impact's going to be to the total revenue that we generate from parking. So we think this is a reasonable approach to be consistent with what we've had in the past, but we don't know. And if the Army Corps of Engineers changes their policy for us next year, we'll hopefully be able to go back to something that's more reasonable for residents, but we just don't know. And we'll see what happens with this plan. If we have to stick with this in the following year, we'll make additional adjustments to sort of maintain. Again, any increases that we propose here, for instance, the hourly rate and the daily rate, not only are we trying to be consistent with the other towns, we have to keep up with inflation and the cost of living and everything else that goes on in town. So I think every five years, if we're making an adjustment, I think it's reasonable.
Yeah, it's reasonable.
Did I understand that the 1 week of the $50 sale is open to everyone?
It has to be.
Okay.
Every week,
an employee that knows they're going to work down here could get one of those instead of waiting and getting the $75.
Yep. Well, that's a good point. That is a really good point. We didn't even discuss that today.
Yeah.
So.
Well, so I think you guys did a great job. So, I mean, it was a tough problem. I appreciate that we've surveyed the town. I'm sad that we're only 80 some inputs, and I encourage the people in the audience to go out on the website and read them all. You'll probably laugh at some and be mad at some maybe and be like just amazed at others, but it was good to read them all this weekend. And I agree with all the recommendations that you two and Mandy have come up with.
And Arlen.
And it'll be interesting to see what it does to the budget. I'm interested to see how Arlen projects it out and then see how it turns out. He knows he does a pretty good job. So I support all the changes you just recommended.
The original thought is that we're going to not sell as many of the old non-resident passes, but we're going to sell more of the old passes. You know, so we're hoping that somewhere it balances out.
Yeah, that's
somewhere.
What I think too.
So,
I think, and
there's no way of knowing.
We won't know. But, I support all the changes you recommended.
So, Beth, would you rather me... Did you get all that, Beth, or you want me...
I can regurgitate it in the motion if you like.
Did you cover employee parking pass, if they do it
later? I mean, do we want to discuss that? John makes a heck of a point.
If they're aware, they can
save $25 if they want to buy a pass during that time.
Well, if there's no limit on the citizens, the person that runs one of the restaurants can come in and buy six $50 passes.
But you have to have a license plate.
You got to follow that. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
You just want to leave it like it is and see if they take advantage of it?
I think the way you did it, because if they hire an employee in the middle of the summer, they're going to be glad to pay $75 instead of $225.
Okay.
So I think you guys did it exactly right. And then the employees that know about it will hopefully take advantage of it.
Okay.
And I can make the full motion if you want with all
the Beth, you tell me what you need.
I need a motion stating how you propose parking, because you changed it from the website.
So
you have to start.
I'll be glad.
Go right ahead.
You correct me if I'm wrong, right?
Okay.
I make a motion that we set the following parking fees. The hourly rate, $6. The daily rate, $25. The weekly rate, $125. The seasonal permit from February 1st to February
8th,
$50. From February 9th to February 28th,
$100.
After March 1st, $225.
Beginning
March 1st, $225. Everyone help me out, right? Marked handicap spaces will be free parking with a handicap placard or license plate. The Purple Heart recipients with a Purple Heart license plate may park for free in any marked space. Church parking on Sunday from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. is free at the following locations: 3rd Avenue between K Avenue and L Avenue, 6th Avenue between I Avenue and J Avenue, the Cure Beach Community Center parking lot, and employee parking passes will be $75. That's my motion.
Okay.
May I suggest an amendment?
You may make a substitute. Yes, sir.
What if we said through February 28/29? And that way it could be good for the next year, the year
we'll,
after.
But
we'll do it next year.
But we're going to redo it every year.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Good point. Okay. So we have a motion. Do we have a second?
I second.
All right. Have a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anybody opposed?
Do we get the beginning and ending of parking season?
That was on earlier.
Yeah, we did that earlier.
Yes, certainly.
We did that first.
Yep. Okay. Any other questions or comments about parking?
No, sir. We covered everything.
I think we've covered everything, y'all. And for the citizens here and on the recording, we know that other things... Carolina Beach has not made their mind up yet. They're still talking about their parking season. They have some ideas out there that's been in the news that we don't know for sure how Beth is looking at me.
You made a motion and you seconded. You didn't vote yet.
I thought we voted.
No, we didn't vote yet.
I'm sorry. I'm all jumping ahead. I'm sorry.
I thought we did.
I thought we voted.
It's okay.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
We did vote. I thought we did. Okay. Now... When I see Beth looking at me, I know I'm in trouble. Carolina Beach is trying their best to work with the Corps of Engineers, and it's basically because they have roughly 1,000 more parking spaces than we do. So you're going to read things in there about where they're giving some passes, these town passes, this and that, but the core of it is they've got like 800 parking spaces that they're required 600 parking spaces that they have to have per their agreement. So they've got to show proof that those parking spaces are there, but they have 1,000 others that they can work give and take. How they're going to manage that and do all that, they don't know, and it's yet to be seen. But we wanted to get our information out so our citizens would have the opportunity to know what's going on. So we appreciate everything everybody's done for us and the comments. I don't know what everybody else did up here, but I wrote a little synopsis of every comment on a document, and I went back and did a spreadsheet showing me how many people wanted each comment and everything. So I think it's worked out as well as we could expect. Okay?
Can I make a point?
Yes, sir.
I don't know how many of you go to Carolina Beach for meals or visit or shopping and things like that. But if you turn left at the light on Harper Avenue and go down a block and a half, there is the St. Paul's United Methodist Church. You can park in that parking lot, and at the entry to the parking lot and at the exit on the other side, you can enter or exit on either side, there is a small signpost with a little box that asks for a donation for parking. So if you don't want to spend $300 or $400 to go once or twice during the summer to Carolina Beach for one meal or something, and that Harper is pretty centrally located, and you could drop your lovely lady off at the restaurant, go park in the church, and the guy walk back. There is an option there that's a little bit less expensive. Don't tell the mayor I've been preaching that, but not this mayor. But
it's hard to say where they're going to end up, because a lot of their proposals right now is keeping that parking pass for residents at 40. Restricted parking, but so I don't know what they're
going to do. And they don't know.
And they don't know either. Don't but know it's either. Possible it'll be the same as last year. Yeah. You just won't be able to park as many places.
Yeah. Okay. Next item on the agenda is the continued discussion of the Curry Beach Village Guard Shack request. Council, I am asking that y'all recuse and excuse me from the vote, since I live in Curry Beach Village. I'm a paying dues member of Curry Beach Village, and I think it would be better if I sit back and let Mayor Pro Tem Hagler handle this matter so it makes no issues.
Make a motion to recuse the mayor.
I'll second.
What you want to do is to make a motion to, he'll recuse himself.
Make a motion to excuse the mayor.
Excuse the mayor from voting.
From voting.
Thank you.
And discussion.
I'll second that one.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Okay.
Okay.
With that, so we had a request, council, that you've reviewed from November 11th from the Homeowners Association president. In the request, he referenced a letter from January 25th, 2013, where the town had offered to remove the guardhouse. Public Works went out and got a quote for removing everything up there, and then we had a request from a commissioner to, okay, what was the guardhouse, because that's what the town had signed up for initially. And so we got a separate quote for that. So that's the background for the audience. Council, is there any discussion on how we should move forward on this?
Well, when I looked at the proposal that came through from Chambers Landscaping, and they're the ones that gave us the estimate to do the demolition, and you're correct. Initially, they gave us an estimate that was for everything. When I say everything, that was the guard shack, the concrete pad, the retaining wall that goes around it, which is pretty extensive, the Curry Beach Village sign, and all the landscaping and dirt that's built up around that whole area where the sign is. And that total amount was, for everything, was $4,200. When we asked them to go back and split it out for us, you know, what is just the guard shack, that is $2,500. And then the rest of it, which would be the retaining wall, the landscaping, the sign, that would be $1,700. So based on that, my proposal, and it's just my feeling, is that we would split the cost of the $4,200 the town would pay $2,500 to get rid of the guard shack, and then the rest would be for Curry Beach Village to pay the rest of it, the $1,700.
Other discussion?
It's clear, I didn't go back and look at the original agreement, that it is just for the guard shack that's listed?
That's what the letter says.
All it says the shack.
Yes.
And I'm fine with it. I think that's reasonable.
And I think, I mean, I've lived here 20 years, and that retaining wall, the sign, and the landscaping, the plantings has been there for over 20 years. So my guess is it was put there after the guard shack, that maybe the developer put the guard shack up, and then the rest was put there afterwards, although I don't know.
May I comment on that?
Sure.
Sure.
Michael Smith, president of the Curry Beach Village HOA.
Oh, there you go.
And I have a virtual 100% certainty that the original developer did that as a means of inviting customers in to start to develop the property in Curry Beach Village. I don't recall the name of that developer, but we can find that out. So this dates back to the, if I'm not mistaken, late 80s, that little piece of your property was built upon. So that's the time, and that's what we're working with.
So, Mr. Attorney, first off, we've talked a little bit about this. One, is the letter binding on council? And then two, if it is, what's your interpretation? Is that a fair question?
It is.
I mean, it's an email signed by.
I'm not sure you're going to like my answer. I've seen the document. It was prepared by the town attorney at that time. And there is a reference in there that the town attorney says that Curry Beach will remove that structure. I don't remember the rest of, you know, what it was conditioned on. Personally, I don't, and I'm not aware of any other evidence. I'm going to answer that question legally.
Fair enough.
I see a comment by the town attorney that tends to obligate the town. I'm not sure that obligation is binding. I'm not sure if it is binding. It may only be binding on that administration and not this administration. There is a lot of law that you can't enter into an agreement that binds future administrations. Also, I'm not aware of any evidence that supports that conclusionary statement in that particular document that we're talking about. Finally, I would note that that structure, I believe, is in the public right-of-way, and therefore it's encroaching on the public right-of-way in violation of the code. So I don't think there's a binding obligation on the town's part. I think there is an interesting consideration regarding encroachment on the public right-of-way. That's my, you know, that's my interpretation.
Fair enough.
As a policy decision, you can certainly reach any decision you want.
But when there's an encroachment, it would be us that would say we want it removed from our right-of-way, right?
It'd be a code enforcement.
A code enforcement. The town would be requesting it.
The town would be demanding it.
Demanding it.
If it ever got to that. This is all hypothetical, but those are the legal underpinnings of where we are.
Right.
Okay.
Perfect.
But if the town hadn't raised the issue of encroachment for 20 years, could we do it now?
Yeah, the encroachment is continuing.
Yeah, we allowed it, and now we wouldn't. I think the issue for me is the town always wants to act in good faith on what we do. And so when councils make commitments, I think at least as long as I've been on council, we try to follow through them, even if we don't agree with them, because there's been some others that the town has done that I would say I would never have done in my experience on council. At the same time, we're spending everyone's money, and so it's a balancing act, right? So that's why I was interested in your email when I read it, that, well, wait a minute, that seems pretty reasonable. Okay, we said we were going to get rid of this shack. We'll get rid of the shack, and then the rest of it you guys are responsible for, because you've used the property for 20 plus years without paying the town anything. So that was public property that the town allowed an entity to use for free, right? And we don't normally do that.
Right, without consideration.
Yeah, without consideration, sorry, for free for the novices up here, right? And so I think from that perspective, at least for me, I really liked your email about, hey, here's my thoughts, because I think it's pretty fair, right? You guys want it gone. We want to help you get it gone. We'll pay for what we say we pay for, and that's basically 60% of the cost, if I do the math, right?
It's basically 60-40.
Yeah.
It costs 60 to get rid of the shack. And
I mean, and the reason I asked you the question the way I did is the town could say we're not paying anything and get it off our property.
Yeah.
It sounds like, right?
Which
I don't think we should do that. The town shouldn't be mean-spirited, but I think we also got to pay attention to everybody else's money, right?
And let me say something before I forget it. I think if we do work out a solution, there ought to be a document to release, you know, a release of all claims associated with that subject matter.
Absolutely.
SOP standard, one page short.
So where does council want, or do you have anything else to say, Mr.? I'm sorry, I should have forgot your name.
But
Mr. Smith, I'm sorry. I should remember that one.
Mr. Hagler, during the time that building's been there, without consideration from the town, we have also maintained it.
Yes, sir. So I agree.
Okay.
No, I wasn't saying you didn't, right? Except recently you haven't.
And it's not going to be a big item, but while you have a structure or a piece of equipment there to remove debris, if you could cut the sign down and take it away, because that's the big sticking point. You know, I'll come down with a chainsaw and cut it down for you if I need to. But we need to get that. If the building goes, the sign's got to go too.
Well, we understand, and I think it would be foolish to not work together to get it done.
And that's the key. I mean, if we're going to do this, we don't want to have two separate events going on. That
right.
would be crazy.
Yeah. Well, that's why we got a quote for the whole thing, and then we separately got a quote for what would be just part of it.
Well, obviously, I can't speak for my entire board.
I understand.
Like y'all can. And we'll take this back and discuss it with the board if that's the
Well, I think that's where we're at right now, is what is council's will, and if we think we have will, we need to make a motion and then see if we have a second and then see if we vote on it.
Let me interject for a minute. Yes. Mr. Smith, when do you have a regularly scheduled meeting, or are you going to call a meeting?
I can call them very easily.
Before this time, January, what? Sometime after the 20th.
Oh, we'll
that's
definitely...
The
shed has some concrete that goes with it.
Make a decision on whatever you folks decide.
And I'd like to get some contact information. The only thing I remember seeing is that original document, so I would like to get a copy of the proposal, and I'd like to get some contact information from you, if you don't mind.
Sure. Not a problem.
Yeah, well, so I mean, I think council says here's what the town's willing to do. And then that gives you the opportunity to go back to your board and see if we can work something out. So
why don't you make a motion to...
I'm asking for one.
Okay. Do you want me to make a motion?
Make a motion.
Someone else, not me.
Okay.
I can't.
Okay. No, he's running it. So I make a motion that we received a request to remove the guard shack from Curry Beach Village, and we received a proposal from Chambers Landscaping for $4,200, of which... the town would pay $2,500, which represent the guard shack, and then $1,700 we're requesting the Curry Beach Village pay, which would cover the demolishing and disposing of the retaining wall, the signage, the dirt, and the landscaping.
A second?
Second.
I have a motion?
second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The ayes have it.
Okay.
So we will send you all the information, Mr. Smith.
Right.
Including both quotes, so that you can talk to your board about it, and then if you get back to us, but the town's willing to participate to fix the issue.
All right. Assuming that they are interested, can I ask a logistical question? What's being contemplated that the the entity that's going to demolish the structure will receive two different checks, one from the town and one from the HOA. How's that going to work?
So I would propose that we do it the same way we did with the HOA to fix piping, is that the HOA tell us, yes, we will pay the town of Curie Beach, and then Jimmy will manage the vendor, and we will have one payment to the vendor. And the vendor's working for us with them fronting some of the money.
If I remember some of that, what you're referring to, this, so the town pays the bill and the HOA reimburses us?
For their portion.
Yes. Okay. And you wrote some stuff for that, so I think you could copy it. Exactly the same thing. Exactly right, Beach Walk.
So it might be a little more involved paper-wise than just a short, simple release. I might put some other terms in there to see how to make sure this thing works.
Okay.
And just we'll work it out. But what I would request from you is full name, title, HOA's full name, and a mailing address and an email address for you. Is that okay?
That's fine.
You can jot all those things down, hand it to me today. That'd be great.
Okay.
And we'll get both quotes to you as well, sir, and everything else.
Pardon?
We'll get both quotes to you so
okay.
You can see them both and how
I
we got there.
I did see the entire job quote, but I haven't seen the...
The breakout of the second one. Yes, sir.
Does Ms. Chase have a copy of that proposal?
I don't have the breakout.
Can you...
Jimmy and Connie have it.
I will forward that to you because I think Jimmy sent it to me and I didn't send it out.
Okay, yeah. You can forward it. That'd be great.
Okay.
And Beth will...
Perfect.
Thank you.
So I make a motion that we readmit the mayor back to his job.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, David. Appreciate that.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Welcome back, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
I was going to deny that one.
Yeah, I know.
You were going to say nay.
Yeah. Okay. Under the next item is new business. We have... Council, we have a letter of support with for my signature and also a resolution support of a WMPO Resilience Improvement Planning Grant application. The WMPO sent this to us in time to get it on the agenda. I hope you've had an opportunity to read the letter of support and also the resolution. So we would... we would do these in one motion if that's agreeable with everyone.
I am.
make a motion that we go ahead with a letter of support to the WMPO for the grant application and approve the planning application itself.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second.
Did that also include the resolution?
Yes, he said both.
Yes, R.
Yes. And that, resolution is R24-13. We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
You opposed? Thank you, Council. Next item is reschedule the town council meeting for Monday, January 20th. That's a town holiday, Martin Luther King holiday. We have the option of moving it a week ahead of time to the 13th, but I believe you're traveling, John. John is traveling that day, so maybe moving, and I think David was is agreeable to doing Tuesday, January 21st. Mandy or Beth, does that have any conflicts, or Jim?
It does not for I'm town good. Staff.
Okay.
Motion,
yes, please.
I'll make a motion that we move the January Town Council meeting to January the 21st.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
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 Great, great. And last item on the agenda is a schedule for the Town Council retreat. Staff has provided two dates, Friday, January 31st, and I'm assuming we start at 9 a.m., until we finish, and Monday, February 3rd, or Monday, February 3rd. Anybody have any preference?
Yeah, I prefer Monday. I have a hard stop on Friday.
Okay.
My niece has asked me to promote her to Lieutenant Colonel.
Well, I think that's something you should do, sir.
There you go.
And that's when?
He's requesting Monday, February 3rd. I'm fine with that if everyone else is.
Monday, February 3rd. And I entertain a motion for that.
9 a.m.
Make a motion that we begin the retreat at 9 a.m. on Monday, February 3rd.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
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 Okay, great. Mayor updates. I think this past week we saw how fortunate we are that we have a dedicated police and fire department that responds as well as they do to avoid a potentially very bad situation. And we'll say it as many times as we can say it, that we're very fortunate here in this town to have those dedicated servants here for us. I couldn't stand it. I had to go down there and just to see how things were going. Pretty much everything was taken care of by the time I got there, but fire and police were there. And if we needed other staff, if public works or other people would have been needed, it would have been a phone call away. So very appreciative to your guys, and it shouldn't go unsung that how lucky we are. Hope everybody has a happy holiday season and enjoy your time with your family. And that's all I have. Dennis, you have anything?
Let me just give a brief update on beach renourishment cycle. Our federal government has allowed, I think I mentioned this previously, if not, that we can now utilize, or at least this season, Carolina Beach can now utilize the Carolina Beach Inlet for their source of sand for beach renourishment. That precipitated the Corps to extend the period of time for bids to come in for the contractor to do the beach renourishment. So that was extended by a week, but we hope and they expect to open the bids in another week from now. And they are anticipating that they could be on schedule to start beginning of January or early January to start the beach nourishment program. So it's good news. They're not using our source of sand for beach nourishment this cycle, and with some luck we might actually be able to use the inlet borrow site for our next round of beach nourishment, saving our offshore site for ourselves.
If all goes perfect, do they have an end date, like when we will finish up?
Well, they're supposed to be done by the end of March.
End of March, okay.
Excuse me, when you say the bids are being opened, are they, is it one bid for both towns?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah. And the the Corps feels pretty confident they can get enough bids. One thing could complicate it if they don't get the required number of bids and all that stuff, but we're hoping for the best on that. You want to mention about latent replacement?
Yes. So our Sandman, New Hanover County, individual responsible for working with the Corps of Engineers and our beach protection through New Hanover County, Leighton Bedsole, has retired. And we now have a new Sandman who comes from a division of coastal management, and his name is Brian Hall. Nice young guy. He's been here before. He was involved when we were looking to repair the H Avenue blowout that we had in that last no-name storm. And he will now be the individual working with the Corps of Engineers and all the towns regarding beach protection and beach nourishment programs.
And Leighton has promised he will still answer his phone.
Yep. And we'll probably still see Leighton surfing off.
Leighton will be around.
Off E Avenue.
Yeah. That's right. Nothing. Excellent year. Great job by the staff and the town.
Y'all?
Nothing additional.
Okay. Connie, you have anything for us?
No, nothing. Safe travels and happy holidays.
Thank you.
Make a motion, we close.
All second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We're adjourned.
Nice job. Nice job, Tim.